This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the 2006 Java One conference in San Francisco. This is the second part of two podcasts covering Graham Hamilton's presentation of new Java features, like those for the desktop. We've edited out some of the demos that didn't make sense as audio only. We've left most of them in, though. But the slides used in the demonstrations are available on Sun's website. Here's the second part of Graham Hamilton's presentation of the new Mustang release.
Now, on the desktop space, there's quite a few new developments there. The Swing team has been continuing to upgrade the various look and feels. We know it's important that a Swing application should fit well into the Windows or GNOME UI. That's particularly important for Vista, where there's some significant updates to the UI in Vista. I mentioned the gray rect fix earlier. That's a nice improvement to look and feel on the desktop. Also, the Java 2D team has been doing work on font rendering on LCD monitors. Because of the physical characteristics of LCD monitors, they have separate little red, green, and blue areas within each physical pixel. And you can exploit those color regions to obtain anti-aliasing effects at a sub-pixel resolution. That makes LCD fonts look significantly crisper with that technology. And that's now a feature of Java 2D on Mustang. The Java 2D team has also been accelerating graphics rendering. I mentioned that earlier. I was hoping to get you some numbers about the impact that had on Swing, but we ran into a problem. On our older machines in the lab, which maybe 3 or 4 years old, we're finding we get a 10 or 12% performance boost on classic Swing benchmarks. But people in the Swing team, who maybe have the latest, snazziest laptops, are reporting performance benefits more in the 60 to 70% range. So because Java 2D is now exploiting hardware acceleration, the performance benefit you get will depend on the hardware that you've got and on the graphics drivers you've got. Now, probably realistically, a 30% benefit is a realistic average improvement for a reasonably modern desktop or laptop. In a variety of API upgrades as part of Mustang, one I particularly wanted to mention was Group Layout. Group Layout is a new layout manager that's been designed to work in IDEs. It's been designed to make it really easy to have a good drag-and-drop visual layout experience. That work is being exploited by the Matisse project that's part of NetBeans 5. It's also being picked up by people in the Eclipse community who become part of builder tools inside of Eclipse. Now, there's also a lot of work going on in the desktop integration space. I'm going to hand you over to Chet Haz, who's going to show us some of the desktop integration features.
Thanks, Graham. I'm going to run a appointment viewing application that we wrote in the desktop group to show off some of the new features in Mustang that we've implemented. It also shows off using rich clients for web services, since it's going to talk to the calendar at Google to download my appointments for the day. So let's go ahead and launch this thing. And we see a splash screen come up, which is the first feature of interest in Mustang. So the developer can provide an arbitrary image to us. We'll pop that up as the splash screen while your application does something, in this case, while it talks to Google to download the appointments from my calendar. And you can also update the splash screen as it goes with progress bars or what have you. So the application comes up. OK, interesting GUI application. We can see more information about all these appointments. It looks like I have a few more cups of coffee to go for the day. Not that fascinating an interface, perhaps, but the interesting feature here is the Windows native look and feel that we're showing. So if you look at this native dialog box over to the right, you see the buttons, the text fields, all the elements here should look pretty dead on for what we have on the left here in the Swing application. This is because of the work that we did in the native look and feel area in Swing in Mustang. We're actually going down and accessing the native rendering engine in Windows and also in GTK to get rendering on a par, get the exact same pixel bits for our widgets as they get for the native widgets, because we realize that it's important for applications to actually look as native as possible on the native desktop. So let me belabor this point a little bit by actually switching into a different theme, and I'm going to switch into the Windows Vista theme and see what happens. So there's a couple of interesting things that just happened. One was that the screen flashed really annoyingly as it switched video modes. One is that we were able to actually update the look and feel dynamically, and we now have a look and feel that's appropriate for this other theme that we're now running. So we've got the blue button highlight thing going on here. All of that stuff looks good. The other thing is that not only do we look and feel native on current operating systems, but we actually look and feel native on future operating systems as well. You'll notice if you look at the text down in the lower right that I'm actually running on a beta version of Windows Vista right now. So this is an operating system that's in beta now, expected sometime in the next number of months. But we actually look and feel native because we're accessing the native engine that looks good on XP and also looks good on this future OS. Okay, so the appointments are interesting, but it's taking up a lot of space on the desktop. So let's close the window. And you see that a tray icon popped up in the system tray down in the lower right. This is another feature in Mustang, the ability to integrate with the native system tray. So we can right-click on this, it pops up a menu here, and we can choose one of several options. I can go ahead and find out more information about one of the calendar items. I can close the window again, bring up the menu, and I can choose this item on the top, which is going to launch the native browser and go to the Google site in case I want to go directly to the site to manage my calendar. And you can see the browser came up just fine. This is another Mustang feature that we've implemented through the desktop API, the ability to interact with and launch native applications like the default browser, the default mail client, viewers for various document types. Again, it's all about native desktop integration, allowing Java applications to be first-class citizens on whatever your native desktop platform happens to be. And finally, I can pull up the exit item and end the demo. Thanks.
Thanks, Chad. So clearly, Windows Vista is going to be very important for all developers. You know, it's a major upgrade of the whole Microsoft operating system stack. We are tracking it very closely. It is somewhat of a moving target. We are planning that Mustang in October will have everything necessary for the business enterprise release of Vista that's planned for November. This needs upgrades in a couple of areas. Chet showed us upgrades in the UI space to make sure that Swing applications can use the Vista UI. There are also upgrades needed to the Java plugin to make it fit smoothly inside the new Internet Explorer 7 security model. We don't want a whole bunch of dialogues being put up in consumers' faces because of the new security model, and that's all working out fairly cleanly. We're planning to do significant updates for the Vista support as part of Mustang Beta 2 in mid-June. So if you are working with Vista, I would encourage you to pick up Mustang Beta 2 in June. Test it out, particularly on your applets. We want to hear early if there are any issues with applet support on Vista, and we can then fix them. Now, Mustang is going to be our big focus for Vista support. However, we know there are people out there who don't always immediately leap to the latest release, and we suspect there'll be people who might want to use 1.4.2 or 5.0 on top of Vista, so we are testing to make sure that works as well. However, we won't necessarily invest to the same level in having the same quality of UI integration or Java plugin integration that you'll find on Mustang. So Mustang is our main focus, but we will make sure that 1.4.2 and 5.0 are there for you as well. Now, switching and looking to a very different area, web services is currently a very hot area for distributed computing. I think there are a couple of big reasons that many of us are excited about web services. Because web services are based on XML and SOAP, they do provide a very rich, dynamic, fluid distributed computing model. And technologically, that's really nice. Now, from a business viewpoint, this is the first distributed computing standard that the whole industry has got behind. So finally, we've got a standard where all the Java vendors and Microsoft support a common interoperability model. So web services will let us have first-rate communication between the Java world and the .NET world. And that seems like a big win on the business front. So nice technology, nice business opportunity. Now, Bill Shannon will be telling us a lot about the JAX-WS support in Java EE5. We are also delivering web services client support as part of Mustang. So we're delivering the client elements of the JAX-WS stack as part of Mustang. Now, when you write an application in a distributed environment, you may have an application that is primarily a client, but you often find you need to do things like register callback objects with servers. So even a client application often needs to do a little bit of service work. So as part of the Mustang support, we will be providing a lightweight server, primarily focused on callbacks. However, if you're trying to write a real server-based application, use Java EE5. Mustang isn't intended to be in that space. Now, looking a little bit at the protocol stacks here, the web services stacks are quite rich. There are a lot of different protocols out there. That space is still evolving. What we are recommending is that Java developers program up at the JAX-WS level. That lets you define Java classes that automatically get mapped into web services definition language, unless your Java types automatically get mapped into XML schema. Microsoft is doing the analogous things, so Microsoft C# and VB definitions automatically get mapped to and from WSDL and XML schema as well. Then there's this red line in the diagrams, and below that are the protocol stacks that handle the runtime issues of encoding your data into XML, of speaking the web service protocols of the month. Now, my advice is to always stay above the red line. You can expect a fair amount of change in the protocol stacks over the next few years, and you probably don't want to let a lot of protocol details leak into your applications. Think of this as like TCP/IP in the 80s, that yes, it's very nice to have all these protocols floating around, but sockets were what made it powerful, and most of us never need to worry about how TCP was implemented. So treat JAX-WS as your socket level, stay up there, and you're able to exploit new and improved protocol stacks. And talking of new and improved protocol stacks, Sun has been working with Microsoft on Project Tango. Jeff Jackson talked about that this morning, and there was a demo. The goal there is to provide a higher quality interoperability with Microsoft. The web services stack we're including in Mustang and Java EE5 supports something called the Web Services Interoperability Forum Basic Protocol, including its security version. That gives you good basic interoperability with Microsoft. Happy, happy. Microsoft is adopting a lot of richer protocols as part of their Windows Communication Foundation work, including things like WS Security, WS Trust, WS Reliable Messaging. Those improve quality of service and they improve security configuration options, but we can plug them in underneath the existing JAX WS2.0 APIs. So this is an improved protocol stack that can fit under your existing apps if you start working with JAX WS. We'll be delivering that as a new feature on top of Mustang and on top of Java EE5 in 2007. So there's no need to wait for a new platform. This is just a protocol stack upgrade. Now, I've touched on a few important feature areas in Mustang. Obviously, there is much more. This slide contains a summary of a few more features. There are many more even than this. Mark Reinhold will be talking about Mustang in much more detail as part of a Mustang and Dolphin session at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But looking ahead to October, Mustang will be out. Why should you leap on Mustang quickly? Well, there's important new feature areas. If you're interested in scripting or web services or some of the new GUI features, those might be good reasons to move to Mustang quickly. But there are also the systemic qualities in Mustang. Even if you've got older applications that are written to the 1.4 or 5.0 APIs, you may find you want to quickly move those applications over to Mustang to benefit from improved performance, improved monitoring and management, improved stability and reliability. So a lot of reasons even to treat Mustang as a better runtime vehicle for older applications. OK, that's enough on Mustang for the moment. Now I'm going to hand you over to Bill Shannon, who's going to tell us about the wonders and glories of Java EE5.